Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
You said you were targeting hopefully 16-game season.
Yep, so for sure.
Invited for Sunday?
Yep, I am. I'm good to go. I'll be playing.
And with those words punctuated by a smile undoubtedly shared today by fans across New England, Rob Gronkowski ended months of speculation by opening the first week of the regular season with a statement sure to resonate around the NFL. No longer need we wonder when the huge tight end with the oversized personality will return from the knee injury that cut short his 2013 campaign in Week 14. This Sunday, shortly after 1 p.m., Miami will mark the next milepost in Gronkowski's arduous journey to recover and rehab from January surgery.
It's really a lot of hard work and dedication from day one. And the dedication, hard work isn't stopping. Every single day is a grind, and it was for sure, no doubt about it. You got to wake up, be there for rehab. But seeing my boys grind every single day, my teammates working hard, it just made me want to work hard. It made me want to get back out here talking to the quarterbacks, talking to receivers. So just basically feels good to be out here now this week preparing for the Dolphins, knowing that I put myself in the best situation in the last few months to get back out here. And that was my plan the whole time, to work as hard as I could so I'd be ready for this week.
A year ago, when he debuted in Week 7 at New York after overcoming unrelated injuries, Gronkowski played 64% of the Patriots' snaps and was targeted by quarterback Tom Brady 17 times. In anticipation of this weekend's return, Gronkowski was asked how extensively he expects to play.
Definitely probably not every single snap, but just get out there, get my feet wet, and whatever coaches have, whatever we game plan this week, we'll be good.
However and whenever he's used, Gronkowski expects to be the same old Gronk.
I feel like I can just be myself out there and play how I play, whatever they have for me, the coaches.
Of course, their coaching counterparts in Miami must now account for a major threat whose absence was a big factor the last time the two AFC East rivals met, with the Dolphins surviving with a 24-20 win. Playing the week after Gronkowski was felled at home against Cleveland, the Patriots completed just one of their four drives inside the Dolphins' 20 with a touchdown. It was emblematic of the red zone struggles New England often experienced without Gronkowski, who became the first player at his position to lead his conference in scoring and reach 40 career touchdowns faster than any tight end in NFL history. What's more, the Pats can now compliment him with the newly acquired Tim Wright, a so-called move tight end with whom Gronk is quickly creating a chemistry.
So far, he's been working hard. It's been great seeing him improving every single day, just learning everything, and it's always fun working with a new guy that wants to work hard.
By now, Rob Gronkowski knows of what he speaks. Hard work has him ready to resume a career that got off to an historically great start, followed by an unfortunate string of injuries.
Super excited. I mean, just seeing my teammates grind all week, go back out there with them, get in the huddle, break the huddle one. It's gonna be an honor to be back out there with my teammates. So super pumped, super excited, and just preparing for the game.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.